Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It, episode 2, season 4, back with the boys in the bunker of the studio. Guys, how's your summer going? Wait, let me finish my sentence.
Oh, sorry.
Guys,
hey, how is it? Hey, it's going really well.
Guys.
It's the middle of summer, it's hot as a dog.
We talked between seasons about mic technique.
Oh.
About letting other people finish their sentences so I can edit.
Wait, no, between which two seasons?
Between seasons 1 and 2, okay. And then again between seasons 2 and 3, and then finally between seasons...
Hi,
welcome I'm to Tim. Summer. This is Summer, and my friend, Jason.
Tim, this is why we stopped letting you introduce after season 1.
Okay.
Guys, I just want to know about...
Hi.
Your summers. I want to know about your summers. How you going to the beach? You guys are looking pretty tan. Nick, you got your redhead freckles out. It's charming. Looks like you've been seeing some sun. Where you guys been going? Upstate, downstate, beach weather, beach bods? Talk to me about it.
I went to the beach once. Went to Jacob Riis Beach. My wife and I went. We didn't go with an umbrella because we couldn't find a big black one to bring.
Why was that the thing staying in the way? Oh, because you and your wife only wear black.
Yeah.
What's your deal?
See, it's a ritualistic
expression
of... mourning of the passage of time in our lives.
Were you a gothic in high school?
No.
What were you?
A comic book nerd.
I had a question about superheroes the other day, and I don't remember what it was. Shit.
Okay.
I knew you were... Anyway, I don't care about that anymore. Nick, what was your high school like? And what did you wear? And then where did you go this summer? And then how do those all relate? Also, what do you like for umbrellas?
Is this what were you like as a high schooler?
No, this is what were you like as a high schooler, and tell me about your summer, also about umbrellas.
What's the save the entire question for me again?
Okay. What were you like in high school? What'd you do this summer? And what's your deal with umbrellas?
Small. Inside. Not inside.
That's bad luck.
Do you go in for that sort of superstitious nonsense?
Yeah, I lock my umbrella. Like on the sidewalk.
Oh, before you enter any edifice.
Yeah, it's the wheels get stolen off it.
Huh.
But ideal.
I think you're confusing bicycles and umbrellas.
Wait, if I'm holding this bicycle over my head. Remember, I did that on the last
episode.
Yeah,
I do remember.
It worked
that.
Really well, I think.
Wait, if this podcast intro is tucked into bed.
Exactly.
All right.
That doesn't work outside the context of when I said it.
Why?
Well, because mine was brilliantly, like, taking the situation and, like, giving a little twist.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to call your own things brilliant?
Yeah.
Do you not love yourself, Tim?
I don't understand how that has to do with...
Hello!
Hi!
And welcome...
to Let's Get Into It.
You were saying, before we started, that the microphone I'm using is more forgiving about mic technique.
Correct.
And so I figured I could just, you know...
Right.
I would
talk
when I need to talk, and you'll just edit it into the parts
it
needs to be in.
Okay. Mic technique means the way in which you talk into a microphone, not the words that come out of your face.
That's
microphone
so weird.
Will not correct for that.
Huh.
What's weird about that?
Why not?
I know. It's a microphone. Its entire job is to capture speech.
Right. And it does so very accurately, in this particular case is the problem.
Why can't we just get, like, the microphones the Comedy Bang Bang guys have?
Yeah.
Oh, the funny microphones?
The funny microphones.
Oh, they're fucking expensive.
Mm.
Listen, I'm doing my best with these Terry Gross... Terry Gross microphones.
No, I think we should keep the Terry Gross in there.
Hi, I'm Terry Gross, clean air.
Listen, I'm trying to do the best I can with these Terry Gross microphones, getting as much funny into them as I possibly can. I put the PJ Votes away in a locker for a while. Nothing doing there.
That's good. That's the level of reference that we need, because it's, like, actually pretty recognizable, but we're all going to feel really special for, like...
For knowing
Pivay Grof. For knowing Pivay Gonzalez. Just knowing his name. Not for, like, personally knowing him the way I do.
You know him personally?
The way I personally
I only know him through Gimlet.
And, like, I text him a lot.
Oh, yeah?
You want to text him now?
Yeah.
No.
See if he wants to come
over.
He
hasn't responded yet.
Does he want to be on the cast?
Yeah. Why don't you ask him?
Okay.
My God.
With impeccable mic technique.
I'll ask Pivay Gross.
Say, hey, doing a cast.
Hey,
wanna pop by?
Should I? I'll send him.
For a few hot mints.
You can send an audio text.
Yeah.
Hey, PJ, what was it? Did you say doing a cast? Doing a cast.
Wanna stop by.
For a few hot mints.
Don't make it a question.
Don't use upspeak at the end. He's going to know you're not a radio professional. Oh, okay. Well, that might have knocked our chances down a notch or two.
Yeah.
What other radio people do we know? Oh, can we get Ben Gold to text Jonathan Katz?
Oh, yeah. He's, like, chomping at the bit to do that.
It is champing.
All right, I'm going to text Ben Gold. We have a segment for this. Let's get into it. Hey, Ben, doing a cast.
Want to stop by.
Want to stop your phone by so we can text Jonathan Katz from it.
Yeah.
Also, hope you're doing well. And we've missed you since the end of season one. When's the last time we had you on?
I like hope you're well because I had to use it in an email today and realized you will never, ever say hope you're well to anyone you've talked to and not asked a favor in the last year.
Totally. And our guest, whom I'll introduce very soon, is nodding vigorously at this.
So what's the implication there? I hope you're healthy enough to do this favor for me.
Yeah, that's what I'd ask now.
What should we be saying instead? You're totally right. This is a dog whistle for, I feel guilty that I'm reaching out to you now just for something that I need.
I think we just need to send an email to people that we admire once in a while. Without asking them for anything.
These aren't people who I admire. These are people who can do something for me.
Yeah, well, just go through your address book and just shoot out a form email every once in a while.
Hey, I don't need anything from you.
Yeah. Right,
but I really want to know what's happening in your life.
Right. Just checking in. What's the haps?
Okay. I'm actually going to write that to all my phone contacts right now. Just checking in. What's the haps?
It's like the worst Nathan Fielder prank. Text your parents. How are you doing? Tell me what they say. That's the opposite of his voice.
Was that a Nathan Fielder impression? That could not have been more off-brand.
Yeah. It's me, Nathan Fielder. We're going to prank our business. Boing, boing, boing,
boing, boing. The most excitable man in the business.
Yeah, hello, it's me, Nathan Fielder, and the Spaz.
Hey, it's me, the Spaz.
Today, we're going to advise a business to do something embarrassing.
It's gonna be so red-facing inducing.
Bring, bring.
The phone's ringing, Nate.
Bring, bring. What? Hi.
Hey, is this the Nathan Fielder in the morning show?
Well, yes, it is.
You bet it is, Ham Hock.
It's me, Jim Jams from the bowling alley in Springerfield, Massachusetts. And I just gotta say that the police are coming over to suck on your ding-dongs, you ding-dongs!
We've been had again!
My ding-dongs! You're not gonna get your lips around my ding-dong!
Abbity, 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 you can't do that!
Great.
Yeah.
Hey guys, what network do you know the most television shows on?
I feel like we should have four people playing this segment.
No, this is good content that I don't want to sully anyone else's reputation with.
Probably HBO for me. Just for me. Just only speaking for me. Please, guys.
Well, you know HBO. You have to list all the shows now.
Okay.
Yeah, that HBO. I know.
Deadwood.
Yep.
Six Feet Under.
One. I know that one, too.
Deadpool.
Wait, that's not how this...
What?
That's not how this should work.
What do you mean?
He could just say, I know that to all the shows.
Well, why would he do that? He's not going
to
lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. What do I have to gain by lying?
You don't have anything to gain, I guess.
All right, let's go back to HBO shows.
Yep.
Gangnam Style.
Yep.
Steve Zissou's Zissou Party.
Oh my god, the finale was so sad.
See, like, I feel like that might not be a show. I don't know all their shows, but I feel like that's not...
You want me to call Bobby Finger? It's a fucking show.
Why wouldn't you just look it up on like, HBO.com or something?
Because I have friends who can tell me things.
Yeah. Nick?
Is it definitely a show?
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Babby's Baby Farm.
Now, see, I really feel like that's not...
This no, is I mean,
not really an HBO show.
I mean, it's
show.
Targeted to my mother, this sort of programming.
That one I've been meaning to get to, but I haven't watched it yet.
What is the... What's the concept?
Of Babby's Baby Farm?
Of Babby's Baby Farm.
Okay. Babby was a runner-up for the position of being the Octomom.
Like a real person who was going to be an Octomom?
Yeah, you know the Octomom.
This wouldn't be an HBO show.
No, the Octomom show is on TLC. And so she was a runner-up for that. And then this is a gritty look into her life post the tragedy of not booking the Octomom show, where she has a farm, which is actually her body. And then she creates babies from men.
I really feel like you're making this up, like, just as you go.
The seasons are 9-month arcs.
Yeah.
They get kind of repetitive.
Listen, Jason and I will say the catchphrase in unison right now, just to prove that it is a real show.
I don't think it's
going to... Babby's Baby Farm, simply the limpets.
dimples.
Because that's what she says every time a baby comes out, because they all have her characteristic dimples. And she says, simply delimples.
Which is just adorable.
It's just a goddamn adorable.
I feel like a fool.
Let me just finish up the evening block of HBO, and then we can move on and introduce our guests.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still in that bit.
Logan's Runs.
Yes.
Fat Kids Need Hugs, too.
Yep, uh-huh.
And that's T-O-O, but it's also a sequel to Fat Kids Need Hugs.
Need Hugs, one. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's on the After Dark.
Too Fat, Too Many Hugs.
Oh, yeah. It's the one I've definitely seen that.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's the one set in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Great, well, hopefully our guest here knows a little bit more about culture than you do, Nick. So we can continue some of these conversations. We have, I'm very excited about this. It's very rare that I have a guest I don't know pretty much anything about that comes in here. Usually it's our friends, sort of weird Brooklynite types. But this is somebody that I met just today while I was going grocery shopping. And she seemed very nice. We had the worst line. You can chime in if you disagree, but we had the absolute worst line in the grocery store.
No, I've definitely seen worse lines. When you're waiting online for 3 days for, you know, a loaf of bread, that's a pretty bad line right there.
Oh, are you talking about the...
The depression?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Of course. What else would I be talking about? I mean, you know, we don't live in Russia.
No,
that's
we
what
don't.
They just call Monday in Russia.
Isn't
I read
she great?
That in a book.
Oh, isn't she great? She reads, too. So that this is why...
Surprisingly, yes. My parents, even though it wasn't fashionable at the time, my parents told me how to read.
And this is Mary
Gormley. Gormley.
And she reads, as was not fashionable at the time?
It was not fashionable when I was a girl growing up, you know.
No.
They thought, you know, it would put strain on your eyes, and so they wouldn't shine as much when your bows would come by. But you know, I landed a few bows in my day here and there, so I did all right.
You are putting the lie to that. You have very, very shiny eyes.
Oh, well,
I'll be
thank
the first
you.
To say
aren't
it.
You a dear? All right. Well, thank you very much. Now, to be clear, I did mostly read recipes.
Okay.
I want to make that very clear to the listening audience. It was mostly recipes and sewing manuals.
Okay. Why is that so important to you that we make this clear?
Well, because why would, you know, somebody listening to this might think, oh, Mary Gormley. All right. I'm picturing a beautiful, you know, auburn-tressed woman with a bonnet on and a parasol on a park bench. And, well, she just looks beautiful with her gorgeous breasts. But maybe she's reading a book when actually all of that is correct, except I'm reading a recipe card.
Huh.
So if you want to imagine that, that's what you should be. I think imagination should be accurate. And I know that's not a very popular statement, but it's what I believe. Imagination should be accurate.
Oh, it's a very unpopular statement.
I know,
these days.
I know.
When I grew up, we were taught that our imagination was more important than accuracy, or even the outside world.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Yeah, I was raised to be a special snowflake, I suppose, is what I'm saying right
but
here.
But all snowflakes are the same.
I guess at this vantage point, from a human vantage point,
they all look the same.
Little droplets.
What do you mean,
a
human vantage point? Yes, they just all pile up together, and they all, you know, huddle around each other, but they all look exactly the same.
Is this about the depression again?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to clue in. You get a different look in your eyes. The brightness goes away when you talk about the depression. So I'm trying to clue in.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll try not to talk about the depression.
Oh, no, I'm not offended. I'm just trying to
that
acclimate.
Much. No. It's just, you know, it's very important to be attractive. So I wouldn't want to do anything that would take away from my attractiveness, which is very, very attractive for the listening audience, just so you know.
Okay, and you are stressing that so much for the listening audience.
Verisimilitude. I know how radio works. I know people are listening to this right now, you know. Sitting.
And you like accuracy.
Oh, that's I love accuracy.
And
yeah.
So you want them to know that you're very, very attractive.
Yes, they should know that.
Now, Mary, where were you raised?
I was brought up right here in Brooklyn.
And if it's not too impolite, you said you've seen the recession.
The recession?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about that.
Okay. You want to talk about the recession? Which one? Which one, you know?
Well, the great one, of course. Can you see the brightness sap from my eyes
when I
talk about
the
great recession?
And, you know, it's less important for men to look attractive all the time. It's more important for them to seem intelligent and masculine
somehow.
And somewhat violent. And I'm always getting that from you. Don't worry.
Okay. Do you want me to turn it up or down?
Well, I heard this phrase. I think it's quite charming. It's a very short phrase that I think, you know, really gets to the point and again is very accurate. You do you.
Oh, okay.
You just do you.
Okay.
And I'll just enjoy it.
I'm gonna sit back and do me then.
All right, sounds good.
Warning to the wise here, I'm very lazy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm about to do some really lazy hosting.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I'm used to working pretty hard in a home atmosphere. For those of you not knowing, listening to this, we are in this young man, Jason. We are in his beautiful home. It's lovely. There are quite a few lamps. There's a rug. Again, I just want you to be very accurate in your imagining
that.
This. Yes. There are piles and piles of trash in the corner. There is a cat that is eating another cat. The one cat is dead. Of course, the one that's being eaten, not the
right,
one that's eating.
Right, that's the new pack of interns fighting over the position.
Oh, that's what they did seem very eager to please uh-huh. when I first came in. Yes, I thought, oh, you need something.
Fall interns.
Yes, all mm-hmm. right. Well, good for them. Yeah. You know, school's
well, good for whoever
out.
Wins.
Yeah, I guess. So I have to wait and see. So one cat is eating another. Is that an orphan? Over there that I miss? I thought that was just a picture.
Oh, that's the last of the summer interns.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, she's standing so still.
May I have a drink of water, please?
Oh, and it speaks.
You're quivering a little bit.
I
say about standing still?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
You need those credits for your SUNY.
I do. I want to be a radio engineer
then
so badly.
Stiffen up, Betsy.
Okay.
And hold that antenna higher.
Well, okay. She's not very strong, but she's very attractive, and that's very good for a woman.
Yeah, why don't you walk through what she looks like?
Well, she has the most lovely blonde hair. It's short, or is it just balding? You know what? It's very difficult to tell over here, because I'm right underneath a lamp.
It has
and, you
been
know,
falling out, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Didn't ask you to speak. She has her right eyebrow is lovely. Her left eyebrow, it looks like, is just not there at all. But it's nice, you know. It looks like she's winking at you the whole time.
It's the radiation.
Okay, again, right. Didn't ask you to speak. It looks like, oh, look at that. When she speaks a little bit, though, it's okay because I now can see that she has two pairs of teeth, which is very interesting indeed. She's
the
got.
The rats took the rest.
Okay. Betsy? Betsy was your name?
I don't remember.
Okay, lovely thing. She's not wearing any pants, but that's okay.
It is okay.
It's easier to go to the bathroom without them.
Oh, that's See, what that is underneath.
She's learned
you.
A lot
right.
over the course of this internship.
Well, good for you, Daisy.
Efficiency misses the switch.
Ulysses 9:12?
It's what Jason shouts at me.
Oh. All right,
I do like to read to the interns.
Oh, how very nice.
I want this to be an edifying experience in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell it already is, yes.
I have a question about, you lived through the Depression.
Yes.
You mentioned there were lines for bread.
There were lines for bread.
What else was it like back then? How was life for you?
You compare it to things now, but back in the day, you know, as they say, we didn't have anything else to compare it to, so we were just living. So then I guess you would say, oh my goodness, it was so very hot and we didn't have air conditioning. But at the time, you didn't even know what air conditioning was, so you couldn't compare it in your mind, you see. The specifics have, escaped me. Because at the time, we were just living through it. There were a lot of okies, though. Don't get me wrong. Okies for days, everywhere.
No, I hate to stop
And that was the real
you.
Problem. Well, then don't. That was the real problem with this country, was when the okies took over. Because they should have stayed in Oklahoma.
Okay, you answered
and
my question.
And now I've said my piece.
Answer my question.
No, okay, well, all right. Going back to the okies, they smelled terrible. They did not understand how to cut their meat, and they didn't understand how to cook it either. And they also didn't understand that when you hit them, that meant that they did something bad. They would just blankly look at you like, well, I'm from Oklahoma. I don't even know if that was really their accent. They just sounded like they had a mouthful of marbles.
Arms up, Susie.
Oh, look at that. You really got them trained.
I drifted off for a second.
Now, you could never get an Okie to do that.
Yeah, that's why I only keep Nebbies in here as interns.
Nebbies. Was that in Nebraska?
Absolutely.
Oh,
even worse. Even worse. Where are you from? You're from,
Nebraska.
You know, like Platte River era? You're from Omaha? You're from Lincoln?
I don't remember. I was stolen from my mother's arms.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you in Britain at some point?
No, this is a Nebraskan accent.
Oh, all right.
Exotic.
Very much so,
that's why
yes.
I keep them around. I like
she
the
does,
sound
yeah,
of it.
She does smell of corn. That's always what I thought of those Nebraska mm-hmm. corn huskers, is that they do smell of corn.
It's all I'm given to eat, canned corn. It gets a little samey day after day.
Samey?
Samey.
Patricia, that's not a word.
Sorry, sir.
Mary, These Okies, were they just around, or did you have to work in close quarters with one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, sometimes, you know, we would hire them to be in the house because we thought, well, you know, they're cheaper than the black people.
Oh, okay.
But they work
Mary, I hate to interrupt you.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know what things were like in Brooklyn in the Great Depression. But it's a little more racially sensitive of a time these days.
Oh, you now these days?
Yes,
these days. Well, no, we were very racially sensitive back then. We knew what the bad ones were from the good ones. Okay. You had to be very sensitive to it.
No, I hate to interrupt you.
Well, then don't. Let me go on. Right. So the Okies were at the bottom of the food chain of the whites. Then, of course, came the light-skinned Mexicans.
Oh, boy. Does anyone else want to interrupt
her? That was second.
I'm not allowed anymore.
And then after that, you know, you had the darker-skinned Mexicans.
Oh, boy. Anyone?
Is it Ms. Gormley?
Well, isn't that fresh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'd like to keep you guessing, young man. I know what it is to keep a fish on a hook, you know what I mean? Oh, dangling there from a line.
Now, do you just mean that as a metaphor, or did you have to keep a fish on a hook at some point?
Oh, I mean, I did work the circus at Coney Island for a bit, but that was not my talent, you know?
What did you do with the circus in Coney Island?
Well, I mostly just looked down on people. They used to pay me to make people feel bad about themselves.
Wow. If you could go a little further into that, like kind of the hierarchy of people that you were looking down on.
Careful.
The hierarchy at Coney Island?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, usually when, you know, to go out that far. Now, I never went out that far on public transport. Now, that would be totally inappropriate.
Why?
But, well, because I'm a lady.
What if you had a male chaperone?
That just certainly wouldn't do. I mean, you know, if you had a male chaperone, people would still suspect
things. Oh, they would
talk.
Absolutely.
Exactly. There was a lot of talking.
What about a governess?
Yeah, what about a spinster aunt?
Well, now, I think it's interesting because nowadays people are like, oh, yes, a governess. Or what if you had an auntie to come with you? But as much as we were sensitive to the racial issue, we were also very sensitive to the homosexual issue.
And
so if two women were seen alone together on public transport, you knew those skirts were coming up. The boots were coming off. The first pair of stockings were coming off, followed by the woolen stockings.
I was going to stop
and then the striped
stockings.
And Jason, then after that, there were the Mormon underwear, you know, if they were Mormon, you know, you have to allow time for that.
Of course.
And then there were the undergarments.
Now,
and then there were the over-undergarments.
Now I hate to interrupt you.
Okay, I'm going to keep going then.
But
then once you get up to the neck, it's a whole different story because sometimes people had buttons and sometimes, even back then, people had zippers. Yes,
which did you prefer?
Always buttons.
Oh,
you know,
right.
It was sort of like the thrill of anticipation. But you couldn't be seen outside on public transport with another woman because of the homosexual sensitivity.
Right, the sapphic rumors would spread.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to Coney Island? Look down on people.
Yes, I was taken by a horse-drawn taxi. My employer, a man named Zibikoff, paid me a very hefty wage. Now, in that days, that was never heard of. You know, a woman to have a job, isn't that cute? You know,
but to make money.
Right. She's, you know, in Brooklyn. She's Protestant. Her last name is Gormley, Gormley. Really worried about those Okies.
The Oklahomans.
The Okies.
Oklahomans.
And Okies. For somebody of my stature to have a job, isn't that cute? You know, she's helping orphans or she's doing some sort of ladies' charity work. No. I went the whole 10 yards. I don't know what it is. I don't play, you know, rugby, whatever it is.
We don't need to split hairs.
Right. So I went the whole 70 yards, you know, and I really had a really nice job that paid very well. So my employer.
But people must have been, tongues must have been fluttering. A woman being paid for her talents must have been equated to some other profession.
Well, I wasn't some kind of dancing whore.
Right, that's
stage,
exactly what I'm,
you know. Yeah. No, my stage was the boardwalk. And again, I was given a parasol and I was quite beautiful. I was just as beautiful then as I am now, maybe even more so. And I looked down on people because it was my employer's, thought that when people felt bad about themselves, they spent more money.
I see.
And I think that is very true because, you know, I come from a very wealthy family and most of them, they hate themselves and that's why they buy so many things.
Right. What does your family do? Where does your family get its wealth?
You know, they've just always been rich. I even asked my father once, I said, where does all this money come from, Papa? And he said, shut up, Mary. Go stand in the corner and just appreciate it. And over there is where I found my first box of recipes. Are you laughing over there, Shakira?
It mirrored my own circumstances so much.
Oh, I don't see that. I'm blind to that. I didn't get that connection at all.
Can we get the mic away from the interns?
Hold on, wait.
No, that's enough. That's enough.
Thank you, Tim, for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that you're always willing to do things to the interns that the rest of us don't feel quite comfortable.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
Listen to the noise she makes when I put my boot up against her stomach and push her against the wall.
You're going to love this, Mary. This is... isn't that charming?
Isn't that just wonderful?
Wait, you're along for the ride on this?
Oh, yeah, of course. This is just good old-fashioned family values and teaching people the value of respect and hierarchy and an honest day's hard work.
Yeah, where would we be without hierarchy?
We wouldn't be America. True. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. There is a class system in this country. Mm-hmm. If people even want to deny it, it's, you know, it's not true. We definitely do have a class system.
And I don't deny
it. It's whites on the top. And then, but of course, the bottom of that is the Okies.
Implicit.
They're the worst. Okay. I would say somewhere in between there are the Polish and the Italians. I might even say the Italians are lower than the Okies because, you know, they get so tan and the skin is so olive. It almost looks green sometimes. A lot of times I see Italians and
I think, don't worry.
What's going on with their skin? They look sick. Oh my goodness. Is it piles? Is it cancer? Who knows? You know,
so Mary,
but no, it's just the way they look. Oh, yeah.
May I call you Mary?
Yes, please do.
I'm kind of fuzzy on the way this Coney Island job works.
Mm-hmm. You're really honing in on that, huh, there, Tim?
Well, it seems it's very interesting.
Well, it's a very fascinating part, yeah.
Zebikov, your boss. Mm-hmm. So what's the mechanics of this job? So he would drive you out in his handsome cab and let you out on the boardwalk with your parasol. Mm-hmm. And then how would you go about looking down on people?
Well, everybody was standing in line to see the freak show, because that was still very interesting.
Yeah.
They're standing in line, they're thinking, oh, here's a whole group of freaks and I'm going to look down on them and feel better about myself, and then I won't have to spend so much money on red hots or cotton candy, which is something.
Baked beans.
What else? Lemon crush.
What else?
They also sell sand underwear, which is underwear that already has sand in it. So you trade in your clean skivvies for the sand skivvies, and you wear the sand skivvies around and get the feeling of being on the beach when your skivvies stay sand-free. We sell, we used to sell nasal fuckers. Then we also used to sell finger bangs, which is all taken on a different meaning, but at the time they were very delicious candies.
Sorry, what was it? What was a finger bang?
Oh, that was a lolly sort of thing that you put on your finger, and then you gave it to somebody else. So the whole time, if they wanted to suck it, they had to suck it off of your finger. So, and it was whiz bang, though. I mean, that was the whole thing. Finger bang, here's a whiz bang. That was the whole... Mm.
So it was like a sexual thing.
Oh, I don't think so.
Mary, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, no, I mean, someone's sucking on, like, something off your finger. What?
Looking back on it, when we were kids, it was so much fun. Whiz, bang, finger, bang. And that was, you know, the thing we all sang, you know, skipping down the streets with our wheels and our sticks, you know, as we played that with the jacks. Whiz, bang, finger, bang. But we didn't know that was just advertising. It was just a way to sell something, which is actually just a lollipop.
So what was the other... Nostril fucking?
Yes, nostril fuckers.
What were those?
That was... You pay somebody 5 cents to just, you know, go up your nostrils with the penis.
Well, I feel like we're at the precipice of understanding what your Coney Island job was, which I'm very excited to get to. I know Tim is super excited about it.
I gotta know.
Okay, no. So these people would stand in line and they would say, they'd rub their little, like, Jew mustaches or whatever.
All right.
And they'd say, hey, it's going to be my turn to look down on the freak show, on the fat lady, on the lobster boy, and then I won't have to, you
What's
know,
that keep... routine? Sorry, the fat lady on the lobster boy?
Oh, no, those are two separate acts. So there was a fat lady and then the lobster boy. I mean, really, it's just... When they say freak show, I think show was really a misnomer.
Okay.
Because it was really more just a...
An immersive experience?
Yeah, freaks just standing, on a chair, and then you walk by. You were doing all the physical work. The freaks just sort of, I mean, they did all the work by being freaks.
Maybe the freak show was the freaks watching the normal people walk
and that's
by.
Sort of wow. Well, that's sort of what wow. I think, you know, my employer's, you know, Mr. Z, as I like to call him, Mr. Z's thought was, is that these people were standing in line and thought, oh, we're going to see the real freaks. And then I would look down on the people in the line and say, and, you know, make them think, oh, no, maybe I'm the freak.
Oh, in a way that they were the freak because they had been, like, judging someone else for the way they were born?
Yes, exactly. Wow. Because there's always, again, if we go in the hierarchy of the classifications of people, which the Okies are the lowest.
Okay. Oh, growing up in Brooklyn, did you, I know that Brooklyn and Manhattan were much more separate than they are now, but did
rivals.
You, rivals?
They were rivals, yes.
In what ways? Like the sports teams or...
No, goodness, no. Why would you ever think that? That is the one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I'm so sorry,
Mary. It's a popular and common thing.
I'm so sorry, Mary. Season 4 isn't his season.
Manhattan, you know, had been established, and Brooklyn was sort of this scrappy kind of up-and-coming borough, although we didn't really consider ourselves a borough at that time. You know, it was like... Sometimes, you know, you go to a dance and you're with your beau, and all of a sudden he just assumes you're together, and then he begins, you know, caressing your beautiful breasts and lifting up your first pair of stockings all the way, you know, to your seventh pair of stockings.
For accuracy's sake, can we go through what those layers were again?
Yes.
I'm a little fuzzy on that.
So you have the seven layers, which I think...
Oh, like a dip. That's fun.
Like what?
Like a seven-layer dip.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, that's what I was shopping for at the grocery store today.
Oh, seven really? Layers.
Yeah. It's you know nachos?
Oh,
wow. Oh, they're like
listen,
they're
I really wouldn't go there.
Yeah, the gardener?
No. Chips and salsa. Ugh.
What now?
Okay, looks like I've upset Mary.
You know, I just don't think that we... Let's... You know, Mary, you were telling us about...
You ever had a
what the
guacamole?
Layers were.
Oh,
you know,
what
Mary?
Now?
Mary, what okay. were some... So you were going to tell us about Manhattan and going to Manhattan?
Okay, she's, she looks very angry
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, she's like almost standing up.
Okay,
it's very difficult. It's very difficult with this bodice, but I'm telling you, I'm gathering my skirts.
I'm seeing
and
that?
She is
and
gathering
And I am getting
okay.
out of here.
Okay, Nicole, please stand between me and the guest. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to try to talk our guest down here.
Get me out of here!
I'm so sorry. We can get to the bottom of this, Nicole.
I want my parasol!
You're fine. Everyone's fine.
We'll Nicole, spread eagle.
Get out
spread.
Of my way!
Nick,
this is
really?
Just like the spring dance.
Okay.
Oh no, he's going for my seven layers.
I'm so curious. I'm so sorry.
Why is this happening again?
We'll be right back.
I'll swim or fish or go for a driver. The whole wide world will come alive in summer.
Welcome back to Let's Get Into It. I think we've got the situation calmed down here.
Yes, cool? I mean, you know, thank goodness I had those smelling salts in my breast pocket and, you know, Tim grabbed for them and grazed my nipple, which got me excited all over again. But then I had the smelling salts, so now I'm calm-ish.
I think there's a misunderstanding across generation lines.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that may be. I mean, I just don't have time to understand young people, and that's just the way it is.
Right. They're a hard lot to understand, which... you probably noticed that Christina ran out during the confusion.
Oh, yes, your intern.
Yeah.
She's quite powerful for being, you know,
she is.
Scrappy.
She's a strong one. Don't miss her, though. I don't think we were getting through to her enough.
No, I gave her a good shin kick on her way out, though.
Good. Oh, good for you,
yeah.
Tim.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Maybe she'll remember that on the way home.
I think so.
She thinks about what
wherever
she's
doing. Wherever that may be.
The street, right. The gutter.
Yeah, probably.
So, Mary, I gotta ask. Your summer.
Yes.
What you been up to? You been going to that beach?
No. My goodness, no. I decided never to go back to, you know, Coney Island after the fire that was so horrible, and I watched so many of my coworkers burn.
You were there for the fire.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was reliving it. You
wow,
may,
your
you
eyes
may
got
noticed,
even darker than they do when you talk about the Great Depression.
You may have noticed, yes. I was back there in my mind, but yes, I was there for the fire, and it was
okay. We don't need to talk
awful.
About it if you don't want to.
I mean, you know, we could talk about it. The smell
okay,
was something
to.
That I had never experienced before.
What did it smell like?
Human flesh burning. You think it would smell like a barbecue?
I would think that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
You would think that it smells more like toast.
Oh, huh, that's also
then you
pretty
would
good,
think.
Though.
So yes, okay, also pretty good. But then every time you have toast.
Oh,
you think about
right.
Is it ruined toast for you?
Yeah.
Human, yes. And I went to England shortly after that happened. You know, there every morning you have a full English, which is
sure.
about five slices of toast.
Wow.
I'm so
sorry. You know, for about 6 months, I ate human.
Would you?
I mean, I ate toast. I ate toast.
Would you, with each slice of toast, think about the exact person that you saw die in the flames?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, Mary, that's I'm dumb. Tim, why would you think that?
I was just, Tim,
are you trying to be poetic or something?
No, I'm just
Please, leave it to the Israelis if you're going to be poetic.
He thinks he's an artist. He wears all black.
Yes, I've noticed. What are you, some kind of gothic?
So where do you spend your summers?
Well, I mostly spend it at the Montauk Club, just right down the street that's on the park. They make a very good Bloody Mary.
Hmm.
And so I'm there seven days out of the week.
That's all of them.
That's all of them. I like celery salt. I like quite a bit of celery salt in my Bloody Mary. And I think that's a secret ingredient that most people don't add.
That's the key to the Bloody Mary?
That's the key to a Bloody Mary is the celery salt. Not even the celery. Because, you know, forget the celery. Right. That's all Dutch and all the Netherlands and whatnot. You know, and they're so cheap, those bastards.
Okay.
But the celery salt, that's what makes a really good Bloody Mary. Huh. So I'm there quite often. Sometimes I will, you know, have a bit of sun on my elbows up on the roof.
You got to be careful. Careful there, Mary.
Well, you know.
Showing off those elbows. I know. It's
really more the wrists that get the gentleman going. And they have a lovely air conditioner there. And then between that and, you know, all my recipe cards that I'm reading. Because I don't know if you realize this, but there have been a whole lot of new recipe books that have been published.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yes, and you would think at this point in time...
we'd have them all.
We've cooked everything we need to cook. Uh-huh. What can you add to this?
I don't know.
Well, Jamie Oliver has found a way to add to it.
So you're a Jamie Oliver fan.
And that's just... I wouldn't say that, but he has a lot of books out. Well, please don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say anything nice about Jamie Oliver. I just said he had books out, that's all. What are you insinuating?
You know,
Ina Gardner. I just said her name. I didn't say if I liked her. Now all of a sudden you're going to go off like we're best friends. Oh, I'm getting overheated. Rachel Ray. Oh, what are we, lesbian lovers now? Is that what you think?
Are you?
No! Oh,
okay, sorry. I apologize for both of us.
Heavens no. I just know that she has a few cookbooks out. That's all. Anthony Bourdain.
What do you like?
Did you? Wait.
I do like him, though. Okay, I was just saying that just because I really do like him.
Yeah, he's a cool fella, too.
He's very hip.
Yeah, he's very hip. You can tell because he's clearly not trying to be hip every time you see him.
That's right.
What are the qualities you like in a man?
I'm so glad you asked. The qualities I look for in a man, well, I like him to be rich. I like him to be able to read to me. But really, if he was just wealthy, that would be the best thing, I think. I did grow up wealthy, and I still managed to live quite comfortably on my own with the savings I had from my job at Coney Island. But my family wealth has just gone ruinous.
Oh, what happened?
Earlier we talked about, Mary, where does your wealth come from?
Yeah, what is your wealth?
And I asked my father, and he slapped me and said, shut up.
Right.
And also, why are you looking me in the eye? Hike up your skirts. You know what? This is not an appropriate time for that.
Hike them up?
But earlier, when I tried to ask my father, where did our wealth come from? And it all turned out that it came from beeswax.
Beeswax.
And then, the market just plum dried up for beeswax.
When you asked, would you say none of your beeswax?
Oh, Tim, made a little joke. Isn't that good for you? Isn't that wonderful how I was sharing this very painful thing that happened to my family, and Tim makes a little joke about it.
And he was so excited about
it. Wasn't that sweet?
You had to step all over your sentence to get
there,
too.
Isn't that sweet? Well, it was from beeswax, it turned out, and then electricity came, and nobody needed beeswax in the same way.
Except for, lip balm.
What's that now?
Lip balm?
Lip?
Balm?
Balm.
Chapstick.
Balm.
Chapstick. No, I've never heard of this.
Neither.
But go on. Go on. What about beeswax?
Yeah, it's a balm that you
a salve.
A salve, a poultice that you spread on your lips to keep them hydrated and dry.
And you say there's beeswax in this.
Yeah.
Well, I must research this because we may be owed millions.
Yeah, the Gormley Beeswax Company.
Are you still sitting on all that beeswax? Is it just catching dust in a warehouse somewhere?
It really is just catching dust in a warehouse somewhere. But now, maybe I've struck it rich.
I think we got some good news for you.
This is very exciting.
Yeah, we just need to find somebody who manufactures small cylindrical tubes of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
That we can stuff full of your beeswax. And then we've got a poultice industry, haven't we?
Are you doing her voice?
I'm trying to code switch to land the deal, Nick.
Right.
Nick, you're screwing deal again.
I'm sorry.
Mary, can you just take your headphones off for a second? I gotta talk to my co-host.
Oh, what? These ear shades?
Yes, the ear shades.
All right.
If you can hang them up for a second.
I will take off the ear shades.
Guys, this is the first rich person we have in the studio.
I can still hear you, Jason, even without the ear shades.
No,
Mary, could you close your eyes?
Well, I mean, I guess so. I will close my eyes.
This way she won't be able to read our lips.
Yeah. Guys, this is the first rich person we have in the studio.
I can actually hear you better with my eyes closed.
Oh. That's really weird.
Not how I was led to believe this would work.
Could you turn around?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll turn around.
Okay.
Guys, this is the first rich person we have in the studio.
I want her money, and I'm sorry.
Give money so fucking bad.
We had Kevin Nord on the hook, and you blew that too.
Okay.
But I'm a little distracted by this painting of a naked woman masturbating on top of a banshee.
Just keep hanging. Look at that for a little while longer. I'll explain all about it in a minute.
I'm going to inspect the folds of her labia.
To each her own. Guys, help me land this fucking deal.
Okay.
And we can finally stop podcasting.
I am on board.
Great. Nick, you on board? Stop fucking around.
I'm sorry. I freaked it up.
Mary, you could... Oh, you punctured a hole in my painting.
Yeah, that's... And you wore the paint away.
Voracious fingers.
Wow. Sorry, I was very turned on.
Now we can peek into rooms with it, I guess.
Through the labia, nonetheless. Which reminds me. Beeswax can only get you so far in the lip game. You need a container and an applicator for said poultice.
All right.
Imagine, if you will, a small plastic cylinder.
A twisty tube.
The bottom of said cylinder, a little gear that with your hand you can turn. And up through the tube goes the beeswax.
A stick of beeswax.
Well, that would be very good because, you know, people insist on having pockets and everything that they wear these days. But couldn't they also put it on a brooch or a necklace or something like a pocket watch?
Just a clump of beeswax on a chain around your neck?
Well, yes, there you are, a clump.
And people love the clumps.
They love a clump.
Mm-hmm.
People love Nutty Professor, too.
I
think we've got
a
marketing plan here.
What's up, Tim?
I think Nick is a bad idea.
We didn't even ask him to take off his earphones and stare at the labia. He can hear us.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm even facing you.
Are you guys talking about killing Nick?
Nick, headphones off. Stare at the labia.
Stare at the labia.
Quick, now.
Oh, fine.
Yes. What do you have planned?
We've been talking about it for 33 episodes, Mary.
All right. Now, all right. I've got a way. It's not easy.
Okay.
But it's untraceable if we do it right.
Okay, I'm ready.
It involves a tincture.
Okay.
I hope you're all right with that.
Yep.
Oh, what now?
Some people aren't okay with tinctures.
I'm A-okay with tinctures.
What is that?
A tincture.
Am I the one?
It's a tincture.
I'm behind on this?
Yes, it's a tincture.
So like 80%+ of our listeners will know what this is without me having you define it?
Yeah, like a potion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
But more like a tincture.
Right. Yeah, exactly like a tincture.
Okay, so.
So what we could do is put it in a clump of beeswax.
Put the poultice in the tincture?
Yes.
Put the poultice in the tincture.
And
the
clump.
Put it in his sphincter.
And use...
Put the
That's just convenient because it rhymes.
Yeah.
But it's also exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so you put the poultice in the tincture and shove it up his sphincter.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
I was over in the corner with a painting and there's like this chalice with a palace on it.
Go on.
And I just thought, like, can I have that? Because you've also got like this flagon with a dragon.
Yeah. Just take it. Sure.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. You seem
okay, cool.
He loves rhyming.
He loves it so much. He's like, you can smell it.
So maybe we can get him on board here.
Watch this. Ready? Orange door hinge.
I just had this feeling that maybe I should rap, and I don't know why.
Oh, do you want to rap?
A. My favorite color is purple.
You know this is not rapping, Nick, right?
Think.
You don't have time to think in a rap.
No, it's like in a rap when they're
how
like...
How slow is it?
When you know how they don't have to say like anymore? They're just like, I'm real rich. Richie rich. It's just like...
I get it.
Rap.
Okay, your punchline better be so good that it's worth the wait.
Okay.
Give me that cool line about purple again.
Okay. Favorite color's purple. give you a purple nurple.
Oh, no. No.
Bravo.
Really? I like how you took two different sips of two different beverages. It's like you weren't even trying.
This has been a really cool digression. I'm going to go back into that corner.
Bye, Nick.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so listen.
What's
I think I know how to get the tincture in his
sphincter.
Yeah, okay.
How do you think,
Tim? All right, here we go.
All right.
Let's call Nick back over.
Oh, all right.
My name is Jason, and I'm here to say I like to ribbity rap in a presidential way.
Are you talking
Nick. Hamilton? Hey. Hey, Nick, we've got this beeswax tincture. Where should we put it on your body in your...
Why are you starting... why are you playing the rap music? What's... Tincture? Everyone knows there's not a rhyme for tincture.
I think if ever anyone could come up with a rhyme,
it would be you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd really like to. Just a second. I gotta go apply some lotion in a creative motion.
Oh, wow.
He rhymed so that. Fucking close. He was so close.
Did he best us at our own game?
No, I think that was a good idea. We just gotta trap him in that.
Yeah,
next
Tim,
time.
Okay. I'm sorry. I gave you some flack.
I didn't give anyone enough information to really roll with the plan.
You trusted us, and I like that.
Me too.
I think he's too tuned into the tincture thing.
Okay. All right. So what's another?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I've got it.
You got it? Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to wrap it, Mary?
Yeah.
Let's call him back over. Should we call him over?
Yeah, we gotta call him over. Oh my dear, should I have some more beer? Oh, Nick, there you are.
I heard someone was about to rhyme, and then by the time I got here, they had rhymed.
Yes.
But I guess I'm already over here, so what? Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
But it's
hanging out. Good.
But you know, we're talking more about the rhyme stuff, and
we love it.
You know, I've got this thing with texture like bum. Oh, crap.
What? Nick, get in the corner.
Nick,
quick.
Go away. I was going to say...
Okay.
I know. It's so
texture
hard.
Like
gum. Yeah. I know. It's
like
so...
gum.
That was a good idea.
Okay, I think I have one.
You have
yeah,
a Tim?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I have one.
Well, get on with it, man.
Okay. Hey, Nick, get over here.
I don't hear you rhyming.
I have to start here? Come on.
Okay. Rhyme, okay. God damn it.
Then I'm going to need a little bit more time to think.
Okay, Tim, I know you can do this.
I just watched this series. It starred John Stamos. I think he's very famous. If I had this tincture,
I really needed
to put it somewhere, where would I put it that rhymes with famous?
And I'm going to say this so Nick doesn't. You cannot put it in Tori Amos.
I think we're covered.
I think
there's no other way out.
We boxed him in.
Oh. Can you give me that classic rap backing track that all raps have again? Yeah. That's the shit. Because my favorite cookies are Famous Amos.
No, I already said Amos.
Thanks, guys. No, come
on. I already said Amos.
Yeah.
Before Amos.
Yeah. Well, that's a different Amos.
No, come on. That's bad rapping, Nick. You did bad rapping.
No, because it's also a thing in rap now that they say the same words two times, but it's... Jason, so there's...
God damn it. Put this salve up your butt.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
What?
Whoa, we did it.
Guys, it worked.
How do you feel, Nick?
I felt good until...
Oh! I've been stabbed through!
Betsy, you're back! You little scamp!
Oh my goodness, were you there the whole time?
Betsy, what are you...
Chaos Reigns!
I was the racist! I was the only one!
You're hired!
Whoa. Oh no, not this again! What a da 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 da!
That's how we're ending.